listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
What does a conversation on practical responses to climate change actually sound like? You may have had some of these conversations yourself without knowing it. Comments about the weather, some insulation you installed, an electric car purchase. The Paris conference will attempt to generate more of these conversations and actions on a larger scale. And this is something we are keen to showcase in the coming weeks as part of a collaboration with WBEZ's Heat of the Moment project. Who are the early adopters and responders anticipating just what a changed planet can do to all of our lives? Well, meet General Russell Honoré, who oversaw the evacuation of New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. That was a real education for this experienced Army officer.
Only about 15% of Americans actually dedicate much time to disaster preparedness. And if the predictions work over the next decade, the way scientists are talking, we're going to face major disasters, and unfortunately, the people that's going to be most affected are the elderly, the disabled, and the poor.
Brad Redrick worries about the disastrous effects of climate change on the south side of Chicago, an area that is predicted to face more intense rain events and floods as the planet warms. These two have been working to create a network of people who can be community responders as the climate and its impacts become less predictable.
With the way that the rain patterns have changed, that our intake system doesn't get rid of the water, and then based on how the water falls and whatnot, we could be flooded. And it happened in a neighborhood in the north of Chicago. So it's a real scenario there, for a possible scenario for a pretty good-sized flood.
What do you have to do on your own to prepare and to think smartly about the kinds of things that could happen?
You know, that's what I'm learning now, is just how to do this. It's been very difficult. I'm surprised it seems like people get bored. It's hard to keep this exciting. And then not being an official, you know, I think they tend to even listen to you less.
It sounds to me, General, like Brad wishes he had a couple of stars on his shoulder to get people to listen to him.
The concept Brad has is one that worked in spite of what the media portrayed on who did what in New Orleans. Most of the people's lives that were saved by neighbors. Because government isn't good enough to immediately respond to a major disaster like a Katrina and a Sandy. And that's what Brad is up against in his community, trying to create community awareness. And the ultimate idea is you need to be prepared to be your own first responder. Take care of your neighbor, take care of your elderly relatives.
So, Brad, how do you be your own first responder?
Well, by first having your own plan set up, and then working close with your neighbors.
And when we evacuate, there should be no cars leaving that town with empty seats. The majority of people that died in New Orleans were from that vulnerable population, elderly, disabled, and poor. And you know what, John? We found them alone in their homes.
Have you ever had that experience, Brad, finding somebody home alone?
We had a neighbor that passed during the last big snowstorm in Chicago about 3 years ago. He went out to shovel his snow, and they found him a couple days later frozen in the snow.
You take that personally?
Absolutely. And so that impressed upon us the fact that we've got to build a database of who's around us, what their conditions are. Because of this initiative, I found a couple of my neighbors are bedridden. They're depending on services to come and take care of them. But if a snowstorm comes, the service people can't get to them, then who does it fall on?
And you've got a map of who's a shut-in, who's not, who's doing what?
You know, we're working on that, designs on setting up something like that, block by block.
Who's in your network of responders?
Now, currently, our network of responders are basically block club leaders. See, the neighborhood that I live in was once highly organized. So these are people, I didn't have to really convince them. They know kind of innately that this is something worthwhile.
What about neighborhood businesses?
We did have a grocery store in the neighborhood whose owner came to one of our meetings, and when we were talking about looters and keeping things under control, she told us if there was an event, that it was a disaster, an emergency requiring folks to get food, that we could break into her store and she would not prosecute. So that was real nice, a nice agreement to have, and then she ended up going out of business.
Oh, my goodness.
Unrelated, because there was a fire and the landlord was not good about fixing the store up, and she just couldn't make it. See, part of this difficulty is due to the economy. In Chicago, we've been hit hard with a lot of closures of businesses and whatnot, a lot of foreclosed residences.
It sounds like, General, that Brad's facing a flood of economic malaise there in his neighborhood. Sort of shuts the neighborhood down and makes people even more vulnerable and powerless. Any advice?
Oh, absolutely. He's got a passion for what he's doing. He knows why he's doing it. And with our FEMA region up there, I'll reach out to them to reach out to you, because we've got to optimize when we have a citizen like you that's helping drive this culture of preparedness in communities. Because I'm telling you, what's coming with the climate change and the impact of it, every community is going to need to be prepared. We've
Absolutely.
Got unforeseen issues coming with water problems, with impact of heat on crops. You know, when we have problems with crops, John, it drives up the price of food, create global problems.
Brad, do you have the general's number on your wall there next to the phone?
No, I don't.
Well, that's because who has phones on the wall anymore, right? You got your cell phone there. you got the general's number in your cell phone?
No, I didn't, but I'd like to get it.
We'll get it to you right here in a minute, Brad.
All right, to both of you, give a shout-out to people around the country who are listening, how they can get into the same spirit that you two are into. General, you're used to snapping people to attention. And you know that voice? You got that voice, don't you?
I got that voice. We can do that. Get
all right,
up,
let's do
move,
it.
Get ready, be prepared. Be your own first responder. Don't expect somebody else to come save you and your family. Do your job, take care of your family.
Well, Brad and General Russell Honoré, thanks so much.
Well, you're certainly
welcome.
Thanks,
John. Thanks, Brad. Let me be in touch.
All right.
General Russell Honoré oversaw the evacuation of New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina, and Brad Redrick is the chairman of the Disaster Preparedness Initiative for zip code 60619.
Coverage of climate change on The Takeaway and WBEZ Chicago is part of a project called Heat of the Moment. There's more at WBEZ.org/heat. And support is provided in part by the Joyce Foundation, working to improve quality of life, promote community vitality, and achieve a fair society.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.